After consecutive mild winters here in Connecticut over the last few years, the idea of a tick season became something of the past. We now live with ticks all throughout the year. And I would argue that this person is one of the instrumental people in our state who, over the last 5 years, has really sounded the alarm about the issue of ticks and certainly tick-borne illnesses, but also just helping Connecticut residents understand that the threat of a tick bite is around 365. And that person is Jessica Schneider. Now, Jessica created what is called Partner in Lyme. It is a nonprofit organization, and it has already raised nearly $100,000 to provide emotional, spiritual, and financial support to more than 50 individuals living with tick-borne diseases here in our state. She has hosted dozens of meetups across the state, mailed hundreds of cards, screened powerful documentaries, and built lasting relationships with so many who have supported her and her certainly personal journey, but also her nonprofit thriving. And I am sad a little bit today. I'm excited for her journey ahead, but I am sad to share that Partner in Lyme will officially close the end of this year. Jessica Schneider is back with us. And Jessica, tell us about this journey, first of all, of the last 5 years.
Well, thank you for such a beautiful introduction. I'm really humbled by what you just spoke about our organization and the journey that we've been on the past 5 years. It has been such a joy to do this work. And I heard your message of being a little sad, but I'd love for you to reframe that into excitement, because the work is important and it's going to continue. It's just going to continue in a new way. And we're very committed to supporting Connecticut residents who are struggling with tick-borne disease, because no one really understands that more than I do. Three members of my family are affected by it, myself included. And being able to raise money, help people access treatment, help connect them with doctors, help connect them with each other, because a lot of times people think Lyme disease is sometimes something you just take a round of antibiotics and it goes away and you feel great. And sometimes that happens and we celebrate that. But very often, that's not the case. And people need ongoing support and financial assistance to access that support. So the work is still going to continue. The need is greater than ever. It's just going to look a little bit different.
Okay, so let's talk about what you mean by that. And you've accepted a new position on the board of directors for the Northeast Lyme and Associated Disease Foundation. First of all, tell me about this organization.
They're a wonderful group operating out of Rhode Island in Massachusetts, run by a family of siblings who have been, like my family, profoundly affected by Lyme. Several siblings have been struggling for years. One, unfortunately, passed away due to complications from Lyme disease. So they did the same thing I did. They mobilized. They saw the need. They wanted to address the need. And they created the foundation to raise money for research, for support, and for financial assistance for patients. And unlike Partner in Lyme, we were working just within the Connecticut community. They're serving all of the Northeast.
Wow.
So Connecticut gets wrapped up into that. And I met them at a Lyme conference in Mystic, and we just became best friends. We have a lot in common. I love their energy and their mission. And they, in turn, supported several of our patients when we had some real crisis, emergency, people who are hospitalized, young children who weren't meeting developmental milestones. I reached out to them and I said, these families need more than what I can give them. Can you help? And they said, absolutely. And they tripled the amount of money that Partner in Lyme was able to give, which really helped these families access the treatment that they needed.
Wow.
So I felt my expertise, my information, my knowledge, my experience really would be better served working in a larger community that still encompasses Connecticut, but is able to reach and help more people.
Good for you, Jessica. And again, Jessica Schneider, who was the founder of Partner in Lyme, which Partner in Lyme will officially close December 31st of this year. However, I would call this almost like the big brother. It's not technically connected to Partner in Lyme, but one that has also helped many people who are already being helped through Partner in Lyme, the Northeast Lyme and Associated Disease Foundation. Jessica is now one of their new board of directors, which is a really big deal. And she's going to be helping not just people in Connecticut, but all across the Northeast, where we do know ticks are a problem. This is not just something in Connecticut, but we know that it especially is an issue in New England, where we have not had very active winters to kill off tick populations. So, Jessica, talk about, you know, when you're in a much bigger, I'd say, role or a much bigger organization, certainly, you know, the impact of also getting that message. One of the things I've learned from you is that we need to sound the alarm about ticks and in getting people, first of all, the knowledge, but also the protections they need to avoid tick bites. That needed to get to a federal level. There needs to be more of an understanding that we're sort of living in an epidemic right now. Do you feel like you have a better chance of getting to that federal level through this organization?
That's a great question. And I think that we're still going to be working primarily regionally. There are organizations that are working on the federal level. There's an act called the Kay Hagan Tick Act, which has been funded, not fully funded this year, but has been funded. And there are organizations that mobilize representatives in all 50 states. It's a grassroots organization that really reaches out to Lyme patients to speak with their representatives and explain their stories and urge them to fund the necessary research into this disease. And that's really their area of expertise. Ours is still going to be working more on the local levels with patient assistance. So while they are raising money and donating money towards research, it's more the medical side, not the governmental side.
Okay. I do want to let people know, if they still want to access the resources that you were providing for people through Partner in Lyme, I think that's where I wanted to make sure people are still connected. If they need continued support, if they want to get even just, you had so many great resources, Jessica, on your site and through your organization, including where can you, you know, who can you talk to in Connecticut or surrounding areas to get socks or clothing that would make sure that ticks don't get through the clothing without you seeing? Or where do I go to get a tick if I pull a tick from my kid? Or, you know, where do I go to get it tested? There were so many things that you addressed through Partner in Lyme. Where do you recommend they go? Is there going to be a platform once Partner in Lyme is gone?
Partner in Lyme, our website isn't really going away anytime soon. All that information is still available on our resources page at partnerinlyme.org. NELAD, the acronym for Northeast Lyme and Associated Diseases, is going to be including a lot of their resources on their page as well, which is NELAD, NELAD.org. And you'll be able to get, right now they already have information about what are co-infections, what is Lyme disease, how to donate, how to get financial support. So as they continue to build their resource base, a lot of those things will be transferable. And I am always willing and available to talk with you and to share this information, because I wholeheartedly agree that it has to become part of our daily lives to minimize the risk of contracting one of these tick-borne diseases, because, you know, the best thing we can do is take precautions and prevent it the best we can.
So what would be the best way you want people to reach you?
Jessica@partnerinlyme.org is my email.
And that'll still be active?
Yes, it is still active.
Okay. I love that.
And I speak to a lot of people about the questions that you just raised. Someone reached out to me this spring, pulled 25 ticks off of their dog, didn't know what to do, didn't know if ticks on dogs can be tested, and they can. So I'm always willing. It's my personal mission, ongoing mission, to help people, counsel them, coach them through the process of tick testing, accessing doctors, even, you know, things that you can do outside of doctors, just holistic things that you can do to support your body's immune system while you're preparing for treatment or even while you're in treatment. I'm not a medical doctor, but there are things that we can just do that are common sense based on how to make our bodies stronger and healthier.
Yeah. Well, Jessica, I want to congratulate you and wish you luck. But I also know, are you going to still stay in Connecticut? Because I'd love to keep referring back to you whenever we have anything related to ticks.
100%. I am in Stratford and I am in the community, and I am always willing to be a resource to your listeners.
Perfect.
To share and answer questions on whatever topic you want to discuss.
Okay, then I'm not sad anymore. See, that's all.
No,
it took.
Don't be sad.
All
don't
it took
sad.
Was a
this
7 minute conversation.
Thing.
Yeah, there you go. See, I just need the information, and now you pulled me off the ledge. I appreciate it. Jessica Schneider, congratulations, and thank you so much for this update. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.